Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work. C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Jess.
Hey, Jess, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my boyfriend went out of town to see somebody, and now I think he's lying about it.
What's your boyfriend's name?
It's Garrett.
Garrett, okay. And what makes you think he's been sneaking out of town?
So we have been fighting a lot lately, and I was, trying to make it up to him because, so normally I'd have work on Saturday, and then when I'd get home, I'd be too tired to do anything. So a couple of weeks ago, I traded shifts with somebody, so I would have the whole Saturday off. So I call him on that Saturday morning, and I'm like, guess what? I have the entire day off, so we can hang out, we can do whatever you want. And he goes, I'm not really doing that great, so you do whatever you want. He goes, I'm just going to stay in bed all day. And so then I go, I'll come over, I'll take care of you. And he goes, don't do that, because if it's the COVID or something, I don't want you getting it.
Yeah, I mean, he's your boyfriend. I mean, if he has it, you probably do already anyways, but whatever. I mean, it's a nice gesture, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea. So I go, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, I'll let you know if I need anything. So then fast forward to Sunday night, he texts me and he goes, I feel 1,000 times better. It was probably just my allergies.
Okay. Shaggy had a serious couple of days of allergies this year, and he usually doesn't even struggle that much. So maybe it was allergies. But you think he was lying?
Okay, here's what happened. We were in his truck driving home from somewhere, and we passed this Wendy's near my apartment. And sometimes he'll just swing through the drive-thru and get us Frosties. And it was a really nice day, so we pull in, and I have gum in my mouth. So I'm looking for somewhere to spit out my gum, and I see this receipt kind of, crumpled up in the cup holder. And instead of just, throwing my gum inside, I just pull it out. I look at it first just to make sure it's not important or anything. And it's a receipt from a bar in Roanoke.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at the receipt a little closer, and I'm like, when were we in Roanoke? And then the date of the receipt was from the Saturday before.
Oh, the Saturday he was supposedly sick?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, did you just look at him and go, so how was Roanoke last weekend?
No, I was really stupid. I just put my gum in there and pulled it up, and now I can't even use it as evidence.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you can. It's probably just going to be messy, sticky evidence.
Well, I watch a lot of murder shows, and usually most crime evidence is messy.
That's just true. So you think instead of being homesick, he was lying to you and went to Roanoke on Saturday?
The Saturday before last, yeah.
The Saturday before last, right, okay. And you want to know what, if he really went, or maybe why he went?
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to know if he went, and then I want to know why he lied to me about it.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. I mean, maybe he just wanted to get away. Maybe I wanted a day by myself, or maybe it was something that.
He could have, if he just wanted a day to himself, he could have invited me to come. I mean, I took the entire day off of work from him.
Yeah,
and
that's true. I wonder if he went golfing or something. I wonder if there's good golfing in Roanoke.
He's never gone golfing a day in his life.
Oh, okay. So that's out, I guess. Huh. Okay. Well, we'll call him. We'll try to find out if he's lying to you. Now, we got into a little bit of trouble last time. We did the whole bank card thing. So I'm not sure if we can do that again without getting yelled at by our attorneys. But you said he drives a truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what kind? Like what make and model truck?
Yeah, it's a white Tacoma.
Okay, perfect. You don't happen to know the license plate, do you?
Well, actually, that's kind of funny. I can tell you the letters part because it's the same as my mom's initials, but I don't know the numbers.
Oh, okay. And are the initials like the first part of his license plate or the last part?
It's the first part. It's JBL and then some numbers that I don't know.
Okay. Well, no, that should be good. That's all we need. Sit tight. We'll call Garrett when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Garrett, please?
This is Garrett.
Hey, Mr. My name is Detective Harlow. I'm calling from Vehicular Loss Prevention over here at the 21st Precinct in Roanoke. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason I'm calling you today is because I'm investigating a string of cars that were broken into and or vandalized on the date of March 6th, which was a couple Saturdays ago. The reason I called you is we've been reviewing a bunch of surveillance video on the area in question. We've gotten it from different traffic cameras, private citizens' doorbell cameras, a nearby bank camera to see if we can get any glimpse of when most of these break-ins occurred. One of the cameras showed your white Toyota Tacoma with the plate that starts with JBL parked in that area. So the reason I was calling was to ask if your vehicle was broken into at all on that day. Again, this was a couple Saturdays ago, Saturday, March 6th.
No, my truck was fine.
Okay, yeah, usually these idiots just run around pulling on door handles, and if your vehicle's locked, they just keep going. So now you didn't notice any evidence at all that your truck was broken into?
Nope.
Okay. And do you remember how long you were parked in that spot by any chance? Or, I mean, was it there the entire day? Did you leave and come back at all?
Well, no. I left and came back a few times, but, I was parked there overnight.
Oh, okay. So your vehicle was there overnight then?
Yeah, I don't even live in Roanoke. I came to visit somebody on Saturday, and then I left on Sunday.
Okay, and the person you came to visit, do they also own a vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any chance I can get that person's name so we can check in with them and make sure nothing was stolen from them as well?
Yeah, sure. First name is Rachel.
Okay.
Last name.
Okay, gotcha. Can you hang on for just 1 second for me?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Hang on. Okay, Jess, do we know who this person is?
No idea.
Okay. Listen, we haven't done this in a long time, but if you want to, we can put you on with him and we have something called a pitch bender. It changes how your voice sounds. So we could tell him, we're going to transfer you to another detective, and you can ask him anything you want. It's up to you. You don't have to do this. Some people freak out doing this live and stuff, but it's completely up to you.
Oh, I'll do it. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Brave. He's not going to recognize your voice because we're going to bend it. So it's going to sound a little different, but just ask him whatever you want. I'm stalling here because it takes a second to set this up. When we bring you back on, I'm just going to say you're Detective Gomez, okay? And you can ask him whatever you want, okay?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. Okay, Mr. I'm going to have you talk to another detective real quick. She's going to get the contact info for your friend, if you don't mind, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks. You've been incredibly helpful today. Okay, so this is Detective Gomez, and I have you on with Mr. right now, ma'am. He's going to give you all the info you need.
Okay, so let's start with the person you were visiting. What was her name?
First name is Rachel, and the last name is...
Okay, and you said she's a friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the purpose of your visit?
What was what?
The purpose of your visit. Like, why were you visiting her? Was it business or personal?
Personal.
Okay, and you said you spent the night there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so are you dating her then?
am I dating her? What is this, the relationship police?
No, actually, no. It's your girlfriend. Oh,
snap! The one you lied to and said you were sick all day and you didn't want to see me, so now do you want to explain who this random Rachel person is? Garrett! Who is this person?
What the
f***? Somebody just got busted by the relationship police, I think.
Absolutely not. No. You have to call him back. He is not going to get off that easy.
Okay. All right. Shaggy, you heard the woman. Call him back immediately. Okay, we're going to call him back. Let's play a song here real quick, and then we'll call him as soon as the song's ending, and then we'll bring him back on with us when we come back next.